ね。
だから、中国人。And who
was? Is it still worth sticking at?
Are you answering the
poor? Very much so, because we do know that the people who are seriously overweight aren't going to find the health problems. Heart disease, arthritis, certain types of cancer, gallbladder disease, and so on. So I think it's very important. So it's very good for the health side of things.
Come on, don't be dumb, Sean.
To feel good about themselves, and I think perhaps that's the best motivation.
Can I take your cord off, please?
Well, I quite like Judith's I'm not quite sure that people are going to be able to stick to a relatively high level of exercise. Yes, exercise is good, but it's a But I like the dietary advice, it's very straightforward. The recipes are quite nice. And
Set up for you, Sean, wasn't you? Thursday or Friday, wasn't you?
Thursday, Danny put it together, and then Nanny took it apart and set it together. Yeah. Because there's a lot of little parts on that, and if it was done,
that's the bus.
I know you can.
Does Dad do any work? Was he coming on early this morning? I don't know.
Why didn't I come on?
I don't know. We've got plenty of them in your box.
And did you wake up last night? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you?
I know you do, good girl, that's you. What's on you? There's pizza, is it? Yeah, you've got pizza in there.
They're from the Renanas, I expect.
Never mind, they'll come out.
You must have put your hair in pink, Kirst, did you?
This looks just right for a helicopter, Mum.
There you are, I told you there should be one there. Only thing, you haven't got nothing on his head. You've got plenty there, though.
I know!
That's off your chest, Kirsty.
Helmet, I found an helmet as well.
Yeah. Where's those cords, Gordon? What do you have to do for those cords that I got to take down for?
Well, the jackets are cords on Kirsty's.
Hey, one is a red cord.
It's not a woolen one, a knitted one, is it? It's a knitted one, is it?
No, one is a red woolen cord. You know, with the buttons up to the top. And something else she said. Oh, I know, the pink jacket down the rack that I bought for Kirsty. She just will have it.
This gear's done going his hand. Who moved it over a bit?
Well, those are not steps, Sean. I haven't stepped the gears.
You can move them anywhere you want, Sean. Step two to work them.
So you park. I would leave them there. They're awful difficult to get on and off.
So you part of the Lego, then, Sean, to make a.
I am stuck that as well, either, Sean.
Well, I know how to put it on anyway, because it's tipsy to put it on.
I didn't stick it on because the object they're playing with it, isn't it?
She had two books in her hand.
Nubbins and the tractor.
She had two books in her hand.
It's a Sean's book,
isn't it? And I put them in the back of her hood because she couldn't hold my hand. So I put them in the hood and Sean watched her hood behind me.
And they
never fell out.
I used to read this to you, Sean, didn't I?
Yeah, they all used to be mine.
The Cooper family lived on a small farm.
We've got two of those.
Have you? Never missed them. Mrs. Cooper, brother James. Nevins was Mr. Cooper's only horse. He worked very hard. He built a plough and a hay cart and did all the other jobs that a horse had to do on a farm. Nevins was happy. He had lived with the Coopers nearly all his life, and all the Coopers liked him, especially Tommy. There's Tommy not crazy. See Tommy in the afterlife? Tommy came to the barn every day after Nevins' work was finished and always brought him an apple or a lump of sugar. Big brother Jim gave him fresh water and plenty of oats. One day, a terrible thing happened as Mr. Cooper and Nevins were returning from the field.
Like that, now they fit in his hands, look. You didn't put them on tidy and now it stings my hands because I can't fit my hand in those gaps.
Now, what's your bike down here?
I didn't feel like.
Only Richard Knox being on his bike at the front or yesterday.
I've
got a little purse. I know, it's lovely. Yeah, all this chain on his bike for him because he went a bit rusty because out the back and could find the oil, could we? I heard it once and we lost it again, lost the oil somewhere. It's a bill somewhere, but I don't know where.
I bought you a can of oil, didn't I?
Yeah. It's a bill somewhere, but I can't find it.
Oh, Dad, the new tractor is here. Come and see. Of course, Nevins had never seen a tractor before. He wondered what it was. When they reached the farmyard, there it stood. A great shiny red thing with big wheels at the back and little wheels in front. And what a fuss everyone was making about it. Tommy was climbing all over it, and Jim was giving his drink of water. Why, Jim was the one who had always bought Nevins a drink when he came home. Today, no one paid any attention to Nevins, not even Tommy. Oh, Nevins felt hurt and slowly set off towards the farm.
Nevins
heard Mr. Cooper and the tractor returning from the field. Jim and Tommy were with him. Mr. Cooper drove it straight into the barn and stopped next to Nevins.
I can't fit the gear in now.
I told you it was hard, didn't I? Mm.
You shouldn't have taken it off, see, Sean.
How dreadful, thought Nevins.
Let's see if I can do it for you.
Mr. Cooper and the
boys. Well, you glued it on. No,
I haven't glued the gearbox on now. Hold on, yeah, because it fell off all the time.
If
you could pull that off, you could put it on, I see.
Let me see if I can put it on too, Sean.
No, I took more than from here.
How dressed, thought Nevins, kicking and neighing loudly. Mr. Cooper and the boys rushed over to calm him. At last, they were closing the barn door. He heard Mr. Cooper say, Jim, I suppose we have to tell old Nevins. We don't need him now that we have the tractor. Oh, Dad, cried Tommy, don't sell old Nevins. He's my friend. Give him to me, and he and I will help him. No?
What did you do?
Young, come in.
You know something about young? All right.
I'm big enough now. Mr. Cooper smiled down at his eager face and said, well, son, we'll see.
There you go.
There you go. Right there.
Good.
You know, Conker. How'd it go?
Oh. It's really mast heads. What time did book off your knowledge, Jenny? See, 12, half past 12, 1 o'clock there.
Yeah.
4 half past 10, you see.
Have you been working now?
Yes, I say the time.
When it was on the telly, you thought to...
Oh, you know the... Excuse me, Sean. You know the entrance to the tenor? Liz Vane?
Uh-huh.
There.
When it was on the telly, he thought a bit little to me, and it was mechanical.
It's quite this, isn't it? It's not mechanical, it's mechanical.
Mechanical, because it's when there's brown things and kind of things like that, it looks mechanical, doesn't it? I thought it looks a bit mechanical.
You know where they can't put more carriages on the train?
Why?
Platforms are no longer.
Oh, they can't stop in this, mate?
No. They stop there, but...
Yeah, but only certain times. No. But nowadays, they have had about four coaches on the one I think coming over.
They can't stop, I see.
It's not big enough. It's in the paper about that. It's in the paper about the platform.
No, they announced it, you see, because the two coaches then, look, they overlap. And yet years ago, they used to be long, long trains. It's the new
There's a new station in platform.
Yes.
Cairnong is a longer one.
I mean, look at Braddock, how long Braddock station
platform is. Massive, isn't it?
It's massive. Can't they extend it?
That's what I'm doing now. I'm looking all out.
Oh, that's what you've been doing. Oh, that's good. Because when people come to Garstad train at 25 to 5, it's announced, you know, sometimes.
Dan
can
be there now.
Don't stop at this thing.
I'm going to wash my hands first.
Oh. Thank you.
I swear you want to tell me, yes,
Danca, look at my crane.
I'll be there now.
I think I can wash his hands.
Because Dan collects diggers and stuff like this.
And
then
I go make a cup of tea.
And when the digger's going on the road and the digger packed up, he says, come here, trailer and tractor, and he says, the queen don't want to carry it on here, so he carries it on the trailer like that, on the road, when they want to go to another building site, and they finish the other building site.
First you have
Weetabix.
And this is a rescue helicopter.
And what did you have, Sean?
Is this an helicopter or a plane?
Helicopter. Like that, yeah. It's quite big there,
helicopter going. Yeah. What do for breakfast, Sean? You were toast, didn't you?
Do you have toast for breakfast?
And there's so much little things on it.
Are you going to have dinner today?
Yeah.
With me?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Aunt Kirsty?
No.
And trifle?
Yeah. Nan?
And chopper sponge?
Yeah. Nan?
What's that?
I'm glad you cleaned it, because there's so much little stuff on
they
it.
They are. No, that's not good. Some of it. So that when it come apart, you would have some of it together and some of it that wasn't together, so that you could do it yourself then.
Yeah. Anyway,
right?
Anyway, Dad, you started fixing this, didn't you, on Christmas Day? And when you come home, you said, Mum, did you fix this? And Mummy said no. And when you come in, I was fixing it, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I fixed it.
There was one piece I couldn't fix on. I went over the club to have a drink with Auntie Nicky, didn't I?
Yeah.
And when I come back, you put it on yourself.
Good boy.
And I said, you're a good boy, didn't I?
What's this going
on? You haven't got
it. It's on the tape. It's on the tape, it is.
On the tape for me.
Oh, God. What time did you start last night, then? To work?
10 o'clock.
Dan, look at this. And a mechanical helicopter.
Yeah, I'll come to you, man, please. I know, there's no papers, is it? Where's the TV Times? Farming.
If
it sat on that, wouldn't it?
Why don't you
go
put it on the table
there,
over there?
Three.
You want tea,
don't
you?
Oh, you want dinner? I'll have a cup, please, then. Hard job to do that down there, huh? How many were there? How many gang were
there? Three. Three's a lot.
Cursed, you don't like a dummy no more now. Good girl, you cursed.
Three. This is three. One, two, three.
Good boy.
Rescue helicopter.
What's on it? Is that it?
Where?
See Manchester United won again yesterday.
Yep.
1-0 against Everton.
Liverpool went through.
2-1 they won, eh? And Pontypool beat Swansea. Sent you a parcel?
Yes.
Better late than
You know, I didn't mind about after the funeral, was it all right?
That's all right, then, as I say, mate.
I could
post
it tomorrow,
look,
you would have it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd have it Tuesday. I don't know, like I got it when I threw it this morning.
She went pretty heavy and she forgot to get it down there. I forgot to get one yesterday.
I don't think I got one.
£1.20
I got £1.20 but in change, but she said, I said, how much is a Bessie? And she said £1.30.
God, yeah, that's what I thought. Hello, how are you? It's too
real.
Oh,
oh,
I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah, it's a purse.
What
give me that?
That's off her dress.
Off just above the dress.
Always look on the bright side.
Germany.
They sent us a parcel before Christmas, 3 weeks before Christmas, and they were ringing. Because they knew if I had received anything, I would have looked for more, I would have phoned them to tell them that we'd received it. So she said that, can we inquire about it? But if you remember, the last time they sent us a parcel,
the family was one.
Time's the funeral anyway, will Tuesday.
What are you going in there? Nothing.
From Mr. Jackson, don't you do up on the...
There's an orange for you, a pear for you, and half the grapes.
Oh, I can keep the rest all my,
because.
She hasn't been down at home, mum, has she? Auntie Norma?
I can
pretend. Yeah, she was here with well, not since she was gone. Was it Tuesday she was here? Tuesday.
I was coming from the road and I met Little. Little next door to me. I said, well, I don't see you very often. She said, no, I'm in work. And she said, I wonder what's going to happen to the next house next to me. She said, I was wondering if Penny'd come and live there, you know, from where she is now. Well, I said, I don't know, Lil. I heard it's going to go up for sale.
Was that Olive's house?
Yeah. And she said, you know her nan? She calls her a nan, don't she?
Yes.
Mrs. Hammond?
Yes.
She's 90 odd, isn't she?
Yes.
They think she got cancer in the breast.
Oh, Daddy!
change.
Yeah, send that down tomorrow. That's this Drysdale up here, Mrs. Dr. Drysdale. I said to her, said Monica, so
Monica's
all
right.
Not Dryden, is it?
Yes, they will.
Oh, I
don't know. How old is she? 92. And she said to her the last week, she went up to see her, and she said to me, out of the blue, and then I said, oh, she's all right, she's still living next door to me. And she said, and what about Bessie Townsend? Oh, she said, she's still there.
And she said,
put her on a fire grate with me, please, Sean. Thank you.
What time do you come home, Bill?
Bill, there is flowers, so we got to get flowers. I think I better go to
with an Angela's in tomorrow. Tomorrow?
Yes.
That was Angela.
Is it flowers or is it cancer?
No, it's flowers.
That was Angela over it, didn't it?
Well, I think myself, if we didn't want to do flowers, we could give the money and Norma could give it to somebody, charity, couldn't we? Would you rather do that, Ben? I think I would. It's a waste of money.
It's a waste of money.
It's better to give Norma, say Norma, I hope you don't mind, but we left it too late to get flowers. I'd rather
Give it to her, follow charity.
No, but Bill can give it to her when he sees us on Tuesday. See, we didn't forget, it's just that we've left it too late, which we are.
Are you going out to the service?
If I was you, I could go down
and get it.
I would prefer to give it
to charity.
Then
the
which is going to be a waste of money.
Yeah. She can choose whoever she wants to. Give it to them. I'm much prefer.
I'm surprised you're not doing this, see?
Well, it's more probably because the father's wishes.
I don't want it, expecting, but.
I'm not doing it because of that. I'm doing it because I prefer to do it, but it isn't that. It's just the fact that I won't be here tomorrow to go and order the flowers. If I'd known earlier on, I could have done it, but I didn't. I'm not sure. No, I'll. Phil can give her money off. He can give it to me to give her.
What was it, cancer? The cancer research?
Well, anything, isn't it? I expect it will be cancer because I never died of that stuff.
You enjoy your telly last night?
What did you watch last night? Oh, I watched the.
I couldn't get over you.
Debbie said there's nothing on telly tonight, see?
It's just an awkward. I watched all the marathon.
I
did. I've seen it before. I watched the darts in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Tried the darts.
I didn't see the darts in the
Phil
afternoon.
Phil Taylor,
aren't you? Brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, this is wonderful.
And then I turned over and I just caught the end of
and
the
Mike
snooker.
Gregory, you had two chances to go.
Nah, with the box.
You couldn't finish.
I enjoyed your marathon now.
It's the box.
I really enjoyed it.
With the helicopter in?
I've seen it before, you know?
Yes, I have two.
And the boys from Brazil was on in the video.
I watched that.
I taped that as well.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Gregory Peck.
It was, I quite enjoyed it. But
Here's Nathan as well, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I wanted to see the end of darts, but it's dawn come over and I turned it off then. Look, so I,
all
right, then I taped it last night then. Gosh, they had a match, though, didn't they?
Oh,
longest.
Really
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, and it was late last night, and I was sat there, and I thought, oh, gosh, I'm really going to... And I hadn't seen it, you see, this.
Oh, that's good.
Only the bit the nanny told me, and she kept up trying to find your text.
Oh, I want
and
to
I said,
find on text.
Even
alone,
I don't find
on
text. I don't want to know the answer.
Oh.
And I turned over, and I just caught the last bit.
I watched them all through the week, see.
Of Steve Davis Steve Davis and Stephen Henry.
That's one.
I just caught the last phrase.
Oh, I do enjoy that. I love watching that.
I What it is, when you got Snooker on and Jess Snooker, you're quite content to watch it. But when you go darts on one side and Snooker on the other side, darts is such a faster game.
Mm-hmm. Faster than Snooker.
Of course it is. And I mean, I love Snooker, but when there's a choice of darts and Snooker, I always watch the darts because it's faster, it's more exciting.
They reckon that the whole family go there, children and all, you know.
It used to be 50,000 in the prize, but it's gone down to
28,000.
It was better than
I think there was about 8,000 in the difference. There was 8,000 difference in the first and second, wasn't it?
Bill, I was thinking, I wondered, is your black tie over my mother's? Can't find his black tie. And the last time you watched was with that Mac, remember that Mac? The long trench coat. Do you remember?
Was
it? That's the last time you wore it?
Oh, no, Ned was years ago.
Wings?
Wings, I think it was. Portland and Rain, wasn't it? Remember?
I haven't had Lenny since then, have I?
You got one of your own.
You will, I've got some years you had to wear it, haven't you?
No, he's still got the same one, you are.
Oh, no, I had an end to it.
Oh yeah, they are, but he got the same one. No, he got the lens, the one he had the lens, the one you gifted Nicholas.
Well, after our time, is it? We looked all upstairs.
Everywhere. And it, I always put it on anger, that's the
we'll
thing.
Let you off, I can't find my black tie. Oh, every film I go to can't find my black tie. And I've been giving him a bloody way.
I always put on anger. Every time I put it away, he don't, but I
somebody had a lend of that,
forget. No, nobody haven't had a lend yet. I know they haven't. I know they haven't, so. That's the only thing I can think of is over there on the...
Was it cremation or burial?
Mm-hmm. Cremation.
Someone else, isn't it?
Yeah. I know I can make a set of it.
Quite a big piece in here,
Colin. Sana?
And
yeah, quite a big piece in
there.
Oh,
I didn't see it. Bessie seen it and she told me about
what?
It.
What?
So she said she'd get it off Doreen and I didn't go to see. Off, I ordered
the machine, I think it is.
Oh.
Would you
prefer
an helicopter?
Yeah.
Right, your mother's seen it.
Because I've never had it.
Helicopter before, yeah.
Lego. Well, you know that police station I had?
There was helicopters in that one, there?
Yeah, but I accidentally broke it.
Well, where's all the parts? Look for the parts. You can bring them down. And keep that paper now, that helicopter
and,
paper.
And you know on that Robin Hood one?
Mm-hmm.
I fixed it.
Have you?
You know, like I done with the house? I put different parts with it.
Yes. You've done that with your Robin Hood Lego? Want
a quiet first?
She is quiet today, isn't she?
Don't come around, yeah, you do.
And, but, there ain't much parts on the police station. Well, all the helicopters are parts are definitely lost.
I bet they're up there in one of your boxes somewhere.
No, right now, Nan. When I what do you call it now? First Adam, I can remember on the other day I accidentally dropped the helicopter on the floor and I couldn't find
the parts for it.
I couldn't find the parts for it. I tried to pick it, but I couldn't find the thing.
Which makes it the plant. Where have we gone now, haven't we, with this one? If it's the same helicopter that it is, give us that one, the helicopter.
What?
Was the helicopter in your other one?
Do you like school, lady?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like school? Them. You keep the paper. Don't
lose
the paper.
You do you? What's your teacher's name?
Oh, she can make it up on your own.
What's her name?
They changed all the teachers around now because
they had
Sean's teacher was taken ill, wasn't she?
Oh, you know.
So they moved the teachers all around,
like
then.
That.
What, Mrs. Mrs. Oh, got up at class one now.
Oh.
There's another teacher looking after
them.
All right.
All
right. I meant... You've got a nice case and you don't bring it down with anything in. You carry it all in plastic bags.
What?
Your case.
Why
do
you bring it down in your case?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can put all your Lego in that case.
Mm.
that, did you?
Was it window cleaner there, no man?
Look at that.
Still
are
window cleaner there, dog.
That's how they go. Helicopters don't go wee. They go wee. Mm. They go up to me.
He wears his hat. He's a lad hat now, and he wears it.
I know, he tells me.
Do he?
Told me about 6 times.
Oh, well, I've told you another time then. I'll make it 7.
Holy man, it's Tuesday, Bill. You have to have a half day, will you?
Fine, sure. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Almonds from the past.
That's 1:20 there, and if it's 1:30, give him round as well. All right, then. Sorry, so late. I have to change it.
Look,
Dan,
isn't that good?
Yeah. You're using
a
pop
everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. We only want to do it up at the farm for only 5 minutes. Oh. We'll have it on and watch it.
What?
We'll have it on the
television.
Who's that?
Oh, I owe Dora Pound too. I said I'd put in her insurance. I forgot I was in there, that was 82.
What's the matter? How many back or what?
What?
It's only 1:20.
Yeah. Well, I'm checking. Well, I'll say if there's any more. The 10 pence here to make it up to 1:30.
Mom, I don't.
Pass me a paper over, Dad. Sunday people. Or... have a glance through this now. Sana?
Yeah, I think I
can make
it if we can.
We'd all sing it, I haven't seen Alpha Bill.
There's one over there.
I've seen your dad. Have you seen Alf?
Dad?
Have you seen Alf?
Have
you got a horse now?
Oh, have
you
seen
it? No,
dinner first.
Oh, I didn't have a smartie to put on it.
Oh,
and he didn't have
Ja. All right, I think now. What's that?
My battery for my front doorbell.
Oh,
£2.89.
That was a long time ago. You got that, wasn't it? The last battery, right?
In Woolworths. So I took the price off it when I gave it up to Gores, up to
Linda's.
Linda's. So I said, you know, I thought it was so I wonder how much it's gone up. It's just £2.89. Oh, let's read him a listen to it.
What? £1.20, you put 10 minutes back on it. Score draws, weren't they, yesterday? 13. 13 score draws.
I pulled them in one row.
Look, Nan. I think, anyway.
If I'd had another one with a couple of. If I had another one with a couple of. Away bins. I have four.
Four of them you didn't know, were you? Up the pit road for a walk, and he walked past the farm, and she could smell all the cows. Muck. She didn't like the smell.
Didn't like the smell of the cows, Kirst?
No.
Didn't like the smell of the cows,
Ash.
Didn't she?
What do you say there?
Did you like the
cold? Yeah,
it's okay. But I am seeing it. Is it well worth walking?
Yeah, I suppose so. A fish called Wanda. Yeah, I don't know.
Nice person.
Anna. She can have a limb, but she can't.
Anna is Mandy's baby.
Yeah, I know.
It's mine.
Do you like Anna?
Yeah. Do you like Anna?
Yeah, I like Anna.
Can you pull the shade?
Yeah, that's a good thing.